makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Strange facts from strange sources are brought to you twice each week by the makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. At this point, we'd like to have a little heart-to-heart talk with the people who are paying anywhere from 30 cents to a dollar for a laxative. If you have to pay that much because you can't get what you want for less, it's perfectly all right. But you wouldn't knowingly pay that much for something you could buy for a dime, would you? And that's the point we want to make. There are millions of people today who are not paying that much because they have found that X-Lax at 10 cents a box is the finest laxative that money can buy. They have found that paying more money will not give them anything they couldn't get in X-Lax. X-Lax is the perfect laxative. Milder, gentler, and it tastes just like delicious chocolate.
The Peacemaker. War, famine, pestilence, death, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Of the four, war is the most needless, the only one directly caused by man himself. It is 1896 in San Remo, Italy. In his lovely villa, looking out on the emerald waters of the Mediterranean, Alfred Nobel, immensely wealthy chemist and inventor of some of the most terrible high explosives, is talking with a friend.
It's a lovely evening, Joseph. So beautiful, so peaceful.
I should think you would find it lovely, Nobel. You, the destroyer of peace.
Joseph, you know I love peace with all my heart.
You have an unusual way of showing it, inventing such things of terror and misery that I dread to think of them.
My dear Joseph, I invented dynamite because I was trying to find a safe way to use nitroglycerin.
And I suppose that you invented blasting gelatin to give to babies.
Listen to me, Joseph. I was actuated only by a desire to free mankind from danger. Nitroglycerine is dangerous. Inexperienced men were blown to bits trying to use it to blast rocks and trees.
Has it helped mankind very much to have such ghastly weapons made so safe that a child can handle them? Before, man was afraid of nitroglycerin. Now, he knows he can kill with it. I can't see that you've helped the cause of peace.
But that's where you're wrong. The day will come when others beside myself will use my discoveries to make infernal machines so horrible that war will be outlawed.
I wish you were right, Nobel.
I am.
But I know humanity too well. I prophesy that within a few years, your wonderful theories will be buried under battlefields of hate.
Joseph.
Men, women, children will be killed by a rain of fire and lead.
Oh, no.
Churches will fall before explosions mightier than the fiercest volcano.
Joseph, please, I beg of you.
Alfred Nobel, I am your friend. I know you for what you are, a gentle, peace-loving man who accidentally found a horrible way to destruction.
Oh.
But will the world know that? No. The world will see only the maimed bodies.
Don't.
The proud ships sinking below endless waters.
Please.
And they will point at the name of Nobel with loathing.
No. Oh, I could not bear that.
I'm sorry, Nobel. But when I think of this great fortune of yours, built on pain and hatred, it makes me wonder what will happen to you when war again rides through the heavens.
What happens to me does not matter, but for the sake of humanity. Joseph, we can only hope.
Nobel, you look very tired. Let me pour you some sherry.
Thank you.
Your health, Nobel.
No, Joseph, not my health. To peace.
To peace.
longer to 1914, he would have realized too late the tragic futility of attempting to stop war by creating deadly methods of destruction. Strange as it seems, on Nobel's death in 1896, he left 95% of his vast fortune, made from high explosives, in trust, so that yearly prizes could be given for the advancement of peace, chemistry, medicine, and literature. The Peace Prize has been withheld more than all the others, because there is seldom anybody to qualify for it. The Holy Horses. In India, a cow is sacred. In Ceylon, they worship monkeys. In Egypt, they worship cats. In the 16th century, the Sultan Mulay Ismail of Morocco, a fanatical Muslim, worshipped 1,200 holy horses. Listen to what strange lengths he went to do them honor. In his beautiful capital of Meknes, high in the hills of Morocco, the handsome, dark-skinned Mulay Ismail is talking to a guest, an Englishman named Stuart, who has come to Meknes for the purpose of ransoming Christian slaves.
I have a great honor for you, Mr. Stuart.
Thank you, Your Highness.
At dusk, we go to the Holy Sanctum. There you will be the first Christian who will share milk and sweetmeats with my sacred horse.
What? Share food with a horse? Oh, it pleases Your Highness to jest.
Ismail does not jest. Be careful how you speak of the sacred horses. They have been to Mecca.
But Your Highness, I would prefer not to...
Allah has decreed that you are to drink with the holy ones. Do you dare to refuse this honor?
But Your Highness, I really... You
Before you answer me, step out on the balcony.
Very well, Your Highness.
Look down. You see before you the slaves of the book.
Slaves of the book?
Of the Quran. Look. 5,000 of them. Black as night, powerful as lions. They also worship the holy horses. They would not hesitate to kill an unbeliever who had insulted the sacred stallions of Mulay Ismail.
I understand your point, Your Highness.
I felt that you would. I wanted you to see the slaves of the book. I want you to go back to your Charles II... and tell of the power of Mulay Ismail.
I will. Never fear.
And do you still refuse the honor of eating with the holy horses?
Oh, no. I should be charmed. Charmed.
It is well. Come with me. Enter the sacred temple, Mr. Stuart.
Why, this is a stable.
An Englishman would call it a stable. I call it the Holy Sanctum.
I apologize, Your Highness.
That is well. Look at them. 1,200 horses. Every one has a pedigree that goes back to the stallions of Muhammad. Their forefathers have been to Mecca. Mr. Stuart, this is my favorite. Look at him. He is shod with golden shoes. On his neck hangs an amulet blessed by the high priest.
A beautiful piece of horse flesh. Look at that proud head. Will he let me stroke him?
Stop! Do not touch him! How dare you, an infidel, stroke the Holy One?
I'm sorry, Your Highness.
You are forgiven. Especially since I have arranged to bestow upon you the honor of sharing food with him. Ah, sacrilege! There is straw in his drinking water. You there, slave! You have desecrated the water of the Holy One.
Master, I beg your forgiveness.
There is no forgiveness for an insult to the stallions of Mecca.
Master.
Come here to me. I will kill you myself with my scimitar.
No, I will not. I will not.
What? You dare to disobey me?
Oh, Allah. Master, forgive me. Forgive me. Master, forgive me.
He rushes between the forelegs of my sacred horse. Look, Allah, be merciful to us.
Forgive me, Master. The horse loves me. Look, he makes no move to strike me with his hooves. Mercy, mercy.
You are forgiven. Allah has seen fit to spare you.
Thank you. Thank you, Master. Allah bless you. Allah bless you.
I cannot touch a man who seeks sanctuary at the very feet of the Holy One.
I can see that, Your Highness.
In a moment, you and I will sit down here at the feet of the Holy Stallion. Share the milk and sweetmeats from the very trough that he uses.
Share food with this horse?
Yes. Here come the slaves now. Look. Within the crystal bowl, milk from the sacred mares of Ismail. Sweetmeats from my own table. All is ready now.
Your Highness, I...
Holy One. Forgive me for dishonoring your sacred food with my lips. Drink first, beautiful one. Thank you, most sanctified one. And now, I drink. Now, you, Mr. Stewart. So. Infidel Englishman, by this token, you are allowed freedom from persecution. And even though a Christian, you will enter paradise.
Strange as it seems, the greatest honor Sultan Ismail could offer a guest was to allow him the privilege of drinking milk and eating sweetmeats from the crystal troughs of the holy horses of Mecca.
Strange are the beliefs and superstitions of bygone days. And strange as it seems, even in this enlightened 20th century, many people still live in the dark ages in matters concerning their health. What about you? Do you take a violent, nasty-tasting mixture when a reliable laxative is all you need? If you do, you'll be glad to know about X-Lax, because here is the pleasant, modern laxative. It tastes just like delicious chocolate. It is mild, gentle. Yet with all its pleasant taste and gentleness, it is thoroughly effective. Honestly, X-Lax is the ideal laxative for every member of your family, young or old. Incidentally, the price is pleasant too. Only 10 cents a box. Millions of people have found by actual experience that they don't have to pay more than 10 cents to get the best laxative money can buy. One of the greatest inventions in the world resulted entirely from an accident. Listen to the next Strange as It Seems broadcast. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. The battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack was never fought.